Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, we're featuring the magnificent five-manual Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square. Well, this magnificent beast is one of the finest original Compton organs in existence, and it still sings away in its original 1937 cinema. Although the interior of the cinema has changed many times, the organ has stayed pretty much the same. Well, let's start off the show with two marches written by Eric Coates, Calling All Workers and Knightsbridge, played by Dudley Savage live in concert in 1980. Dudley Savage there live in concert in 1980, and my thanks go to Bill Moore for that superb concert recording. Well, I find the organists who have played at the Odeon very interesting indeed, and indeed the first resident organist, James Bell, met an untimely end when shortly after a BBC broadcast he died suddenly in 1947. He was, however, succeeded by John Howlett, who came from the Regal in Wimbledon. That had a magnificent Konica organ. During John Howlett's time, many changes were made to the organ by Wurlitzer, S.J. Wright, exactly. Those entailed the addition of chimes and a metal harp from the Regal Marble Arch Christie, and the addition of a Wurlitzer tibia, which replaced the original Compton one. Not many recordings of John Howlett exist. However, thanks to John Leeming and the kindness of John Howlett's daughter, we are able to bring you an excerpt from John Howlett's last broadcast at the Odeon. Here he is with In Olden Times.
somewhat arty for a cinema organ, but it does show off two unusual stops, fine stops in that organ, the French horn, harmonic flute and the strings. I had to thumb down the French horn.
John Howlett there as part of his last broadcast, as he stated, in 1958. It's great to hear these rare recordings and indeed a superb example of the harmonic flute and French horn, as he stated. Well, after John Howlett's departure, Gerald Shaw took over from the Regan Marble Arch. He, of course, had great experience there and made several changes to the Compton yet again. These included the exchangement of the Crummett rank, which he replaced with one from the New Victoria Cinema, and also a marimba, which was installed from the same organ. He also had the Wurlitzer tibia taken out and replaced by a good old-fashioned Compton wooden one from the Gaumont Finchley. Many people associate Gerald heavily with the Odeon Leicester Square organ, and I've often described him as the best combination in the 1960s of organist and organ. So I've decided to play three contrasting tracks of Gerald showing him in all of his guises. The first, a little oriental novelty called Rickshaw Ride, followed by a beautiful ballad called Too Late Now, written by Cole Porter, demonstrating the softer, mellophonic and Crummett sounds on the organ. The trio ends with Glasgow Fair, which Gerald often broadcast, and it was written by Fred Hartley. Thank you. trio there played by Gerald Shaw throughout the late 60s at the Odeon. Sadly, Gerald passed away in 1974 after a superb concert tour in Australia. The story tells that he came back to the Odeon and was told that his job was on the line, and later that evening he sadly committed suicide. However, his memory is fond in so many organists, especially those who were around in the early 60s, people like Len Rawl and indeed David Shepherd, who we head over to now. In 1981, a whole edition of The Organist Entertains was dedicated to David at the Odeon Leicester Square, and several tracks that David played were in tribute to Gerald. Notably this one. It's that old Scottish Highland ballad, Turn Ye to Me. David Shepherd there getting some great sounds from the Compton's Mellotone, Crummett and everything that's superb about the Duchess. Now I should explain that the organ is called the Duchess, but nobody is quite sure why and from who. However, legend says that it's Gerald Shaw that gave it the name, but since the beginning of time, it's apparently been called the Duchess. Apparently, even Gerald Shaw didn't know why it was given that name, but I think that it's fitting to this grand lady of Leicester Square. In 1982, Ron Curtis made some alterations to the organ since he was starting to look after it. This included a second tibia and vox, which I believe came from the Odeon in Twickenham. These were in place until I think around 1998. However, let's hear to Ron at the console in early 1992, one of his latter recordings, with a beautiful ballad written by Richard Rodgers, Secret Love. Ron Curtis there, featuring the whole 19 ranks of the Duchess, including the second tibia and vox, with Secret Love. After Ron Curtis left as house organist, the Odeon hit a bit of a lull, until a young budding musician from the Highlands, Donald McKenzie, journeyed south and took up post as house organist. Shortly after his appointment, the second tibia and vox were disconnected, bringing the organ back down to its original, I say original, it's since the 1960s specification of 17 ranks. And the mention of Donald gives me a chance to plug his new CD called It's the Odeon. The link to buy will be available in the description, and I wholeheartedly recommend it. It's just over an hour long and features some of the best playing of Donald I've heard in a long time. I've decided to play my favourite track from the CD in its extensive medley of songs written by George Gershwin. And I'm sure that you'll know them all, and we start off with Swanderful. Thank you. Donald McKenzie there at the Odeon Leicester Square, Compton, with a medley of George Gershwin hits, including Swanderful, Embraceable You, They Can't Take That Away From Me, Love Walked In, Oh Lady Be Good, and Fascinating Rhythm, of course being topped and tailed by Rhapsody in Blue. That's taken from his new CD, It's the Odeon, available online from eBay or from Donald directly at one of his concerts. Well, that's about the lot from me. I hope that you've enjoyed our trip around the Odeon in Leicester Square. So, as Gerald Shaw might say, all the best, all the time. Bye-bye from me.